singing. And Jerry, thank you for reading the word of the Lord this morning. So grateful for that. And Donnie, the great prayer. Say amen to that. Merry Christmas to everybody. Just think of what is the day after tomorrow. It'll be here. And I hope you get what you are hoping for. I don't know about my grandson. Boy, his hopes are high. I'll let you know if it materializes. And boy, how expensive this year. Things seem like they're just getting more expensive every year. But Ann and I want to wish you the very best and hope that you'll have a wonderful Christmas. We love you. We appreciate you. And boy, she even had her clothes picked out. We got it all ready yesterday, but she had a real bad night. So Ann couldn't come today. Hopefully it won't be long till she can. I'm glad to see all of you. And Beth Lynn is here today. Bless her heart. She came into this world less than 2 pounds. 1 pound and I think 13 ounces. I got it right. But anyway, and now then she weighs 6 pounds. And that little angel is right here with us today. We're so glad and thankful. I just got to lead us in God is so good. And I hope if you can, if you can't, that's all right. But if you can't, stand up and let's sing that song. Oh, what a joy it is to be able to be together today and sing together. God is so good. Everybody. God. Please be seated. We have a series going, and that is building up the church. And I wondered as I was preparing this whole series, and then last week, thinking about what I need to speak on today regarding building up the church, edifying the brethren, helping us to be better, encouraging us to do what's right. Or when I read Luke chapter 2, what more would build up the kingdom of God than the precious words about the birth of Jesus Christ our Lord? You know and I know He was born. We don't know what day, but we know He was born. And surely so much in the Bible tells us about the birth of our Savior. Let me reread and I want you to remember how that when we studied together today, what we're really trying to do is to bring honor and glory to God. And what a great thing to learn in the Bible that when He was born, praises was made and given to God. There were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them and the glory of the Lord shone round about them. And they were so afraid. I would have been too. And the Bible says, and the angel said to them, don't be afraid. Fear not. For behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy. We sing that song sometimes, joy to the world. Here the Bible telling us that the angel is telling these people, the shepherds, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. The joy that I'm giving you is the joy that I want all people to know. Look at it. The Bible says, for unto you is born the day. I don't know what day that was. No man does know. But we know it was the day The Bible says, in the city of David, a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. What greater words could a person use? How wonderfully good to hear these words of God about the wonderful birth of your Savior and mine. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. What are people going to do whenever they find out this good news? The joy that now has been expressed. Well, look what happened. And suddenly, there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host. I mean a powerful group of angels. The Bible says here a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, what were they doing? Praising God. What did they say? Glory to God in the highest. And on earth, peace, goodwill toward all men. That came from a chorus of angels. That came from a multitude. As they were doing what? Praising God. And saying, glory to God in the highest. And on earth, peace, goodwill toward men. It came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, what would you have said? After having experienced this wonderful thing, the expectation, and then here we're finding the encouragement for them, because now the Savior has been born. Well, the shepherds said one to another, let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord has made known unto us. We don't know when it was, but on the day Jesus was born, and when this reception was found on the part of the shepherds, what are they doing? They said, let's go. Let's go out and see about this. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. What it must have been like to see this little boy lying in a manger by these shepherds who had heard a powerful group of angels saying unto them, he's been born. Glory to God in the highest. Peace and goodwill toward men. And the Bible says, this is what they found. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. What they had heard from the mighty angels, now they witness, and what do? Go out and tell everyone about the birth of the Son of God. We've seen Him. We beheld Him. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But there was one who in her heart knew the joy of giving birth to that little baby. That little boy. Yes, the one that would be called Emmanuel, God with us. And the shepherds, the Bible says, but Mary kept all these things and she pondered them in her heart. Mary, the mother of this little child, what a joy it was. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told unto them. And today, in Athens, Alabama, we look up to God and we thank God as every Sunday for the Savior of Jesus Christ the Lord. We thank God for His birth. We know not when it was. We do know it was on a day. But we thank God for it. Because you see, that little child, that little baby, grew into a man who, as the Son of God, surely would bring joy to the world. In Philippians 4 and verse 4, rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say unto you, rejoice. Are you? Am I? How happy are we? Rejoicing in the Lord. Why, we build up the church when every person is understandably excited about the birth and the life of Jesus Christ. Yes, Jesus came, Luke 2, verse 10. Not only that He has come, but my friend, let me tell you immediately today, He's coming again. He's coming now to come back again in the New International Version of 2 Thessalonians 1. Listen, God is just. He will pay back trouble to those who trouble you and give relief to you who are troubled and to us as well. This will happen when the Lord Jesus is revealed from heaven in blazing fire with His powerful angels. He will punish those who do not know God and who do not obey the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. They will be punished with everlasting destruction and shut out from the presence of the Lord and from the majesty of His power on the day He comes to be glorified in His holy people and to be marveled at among all those who have believed. This includes you because you believed our testimony to you. Not only that He was come, but that He is coming again. And I want to tell you what, it's going to be the best day of your life, the best day of my life, if we're ready for His coming. But on the other hand, it'll be the worst day of my life. It'll be the worst day of your life if you're not ready for His coming again. The church work is all centered around Jesus Christ. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, Hebrews chapter 12, 1 and 2. The whole purpose of the church is to bring joy to all people by bringing their attention to, first of all, He was born. Tidings of great joy, Luke 2, verse 10. And Jesus lived. And what kind of life did He live? He lived a perfect life. For even hereunto were you called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that you should follow in His steps. Yes, Jesus died. The one who was a sinless man, the man of God, the one who had grown from that baby that was in a manger now to a man on the cross, crucified. Paul writes in Romans 5, 8 and 9, though he were a son, yet he learned obedience. God commendeth His love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being justified by His blood, we shall be saved through Him. And just think about it. He didn't stay in the grave. Yes, sir, He died. Yes, sir. Yes, He expired on the cross. He even made the statement before He died, it is finished. He bowed His head and gave up the ghost. He died. The one who had no sin for all sinners who are lost without Him. In Matthew 28 and verse 6, though, He is risen. This child that had grown, this child who had lived, this child that had died, who had now become a man, now, He's out of the grave. Come forth out of the grave. And guess what? In Acts chapter 1, we read the Bible where He's with His disciples. And now He's going back to heaven. He's ascending back to the Father. And a bright cloud overshadowed them. They couldn't see Him visibly anymore. Why? Because He's going to be an intercessor for all of His people. That means Jesus talks to God for you and for me if we're children of God. That means when we pray through Jesus Christ. Why? Because He is making intercession for us. Romans 8 and verse 34. And that means, as we read, He is coming again. And He's coming as a glorious Redeemer. And won't it be grand to see Him? Won't it be thrilling, the greatest day of your life, to know you're in the very presence of the One who had been born, who lived, who died, raised, ascended. That same Jesus we shall behold. And as Paul said to the Thessalonians, It would be a great day for those who are ready for Him. But how tragic for those who are not. And then therefore we can sing, joy to the world! The Lord is come! The world needs today to know about this Savior who was born, who lived, who died, who was raised in a few moments. We'll show our faith in Him by eating the bread and drinking the cup in remembrance of this wonderful Savior. Look what you have when you're in Jesus Christ. Number one, all of us want to be at peace. I used this last Friday on the call tree. Listen to what John tells us. This comes from Jesus. Peace I leave with you. He's talking to His apostles. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Go now and tell everybody about this peace that comes from whom? From Christ. Secondly, look what else the Bible tells us. In Him, you and I sinners can find forgiveness of our rotten sins. Isn't that wonderful? John writes in 1 John chapter 2, my little children, these things write unto you that you sin not. God doesn't want you to. Yet if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous, and He is the propitiation for our sins. And not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. Forgiveness. And let me suggest to you, friend, you can be a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new when you're baptized into Jesus Christ and you follow Him. 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 17. And let me assure you of this. Those of you who are followers, devout followers of Jesus, who are not ashamed to wear the name Christian. You're wearing a name that is so precious because in it we show whom we are following. Three times in the New Testament this name is used. In Acts 11 verse 26, and the disciples were called Christians first at Antioch. In Acts chapter 26, 28, Agrippa said, almost thou persuadest me to be a Christian. And then, 1 Peter 4 and verse 16, if any man suffer as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God in this name. I'm proud to be a Christian, aren't you? I'm thankful. Being in Jesus Christ permits me to be referred to as being a disciple of Jesus Christ. Yes, there are so many beautiful songs in our hymn book. One of them is entitled, You Are My All in All. Let me just read the words. You are my strength when I am weak. You are the treasure that I seek. You are my all in all, seeking You as a precious jewel. Lord, to give up, I'd be a fool. You are my all in all. Repeat, Christ, You are my all in all. Taking my sin, my cross, my shame, rising up again, I bless Your name. Why? You are my all in all. When I fall down, You pick me up. When I am dry, You fill up my cup. You are my all in all. Jesus, Lamb of God, worthy is Your name. Jesus, Lamb of God, worthy of Thy name. Because You are my all in all. He is everything to us. Because we're followers of Jesus Christ because we can pray. And our prayer goes directly to God through Jesus Christ. I went back and picked up, and I thought, just noticing some of the expressions that people use in their prayer. One was for strength. Dear Lord, I pray that You would give me strength to be strong for You in the world today good prayer to begin the day with. Lord, you know the struggles that I will face today. Be with me as I go through them. Carry me if I am too weak to move. If I stumble in them, forgive me, Father. When I succeed in them, I will praise you. You are worthy of all praise and honor. In Jesus' name, amen. My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. Psalm 73 and verse 26. Just being thankful. Dear Lord, thank you so much for another day of life on earth. Thank you for another beautiful sunrise to enjoy. Thank you for the wonderful sounds of nature, from the cool breeze brushing through the trees to the birds singing melodies. You are a wonderful God, full of grace and mercy. I praise you for allowing me another day to spend with my family. I love you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. The Song of Solomon, chapter 2 and verse 12. The flowers appear on the earth. The time of singing has come, and the voice of the turtle dove is heard in our land. When I read that to my wife last night, before we went to bed, she said, "Honey, what did you just say?" And I said, "I told you what the Song of Solomon says." And she said, "That's beautiful. The voice of the turtle dove is heard in our land." Dear Father, gracious Father, I praise you for my family. How many of us ought to be doing that? Thank you for my spouse. Thank you for my children. Every time I hear the pitter-patter of their feet across the house, I smile. Joy overwhelms me, Father. Be with my family today as they go their separate ways. I thought this was a beautiful expression. Bring us all back home safely to each other, I pray. We leave each other. We go out. God help us so that we may come back to our home and be together. In Jesus' name, amen. The psalmist says in Psalms 128, verse 3, "Your wife will be like a fruitful vine within your house. Your children will be like olive shoots around your table. Blessed are those who follow God." And here's one about your job. Dear God, I thank you for my job. You've provided me with a steady income, and I thank you. I pray that you watch over me today at work, and I pray that there are no accidents so that everyone can go back to their homes. I thank you that my job is providing an income to support me and my family. I thank you for the provisions that you have given to me, my house, car, and food. I pray for safe travels to and from work, and I pray that you will use me as you see fit today for your glory, in Jesus' name. Amen. Listen to Proverbs 16, verse 3. "Commit your work to the Lord, and your plans will be established." You're allowing God to direct everything that you do. Opportunities, I pray today, Lord, that I would yield my spirit completely to you, that you may use me as you please. I pray that you would provide me opportunities to show people how much you really mean to me. Let me just show them what you mean to me. Isn't that a beautiful thought? Give me a discretion to know what to say and how to say it. Make me bold enough that I may proclaim salvation cheerfully and joyfully. I pray that the seeds you allow me to plant will grow and mature. I pray that you, Father, will water the seeds that you allow me to plant today. I am forever grateful for the cross. May I proclaim it in a contagious way today. In Jesus' name. Amen. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven, Matthew 5, 16. And just being contented. Dear glorious Father, I pray that I will stay focused on you today. I pray that you will constantly remind me to be content in all my circumstances. I pray that you will fill me up, that I may be joyful all day, even if stress creeps in. I know that through my contentment, you will be glorified. I want to honor you, Father, and do all that I do. Praise your holy name. In Jesus' name, amen. Many years ago, there was a man who was having all kinds of difficulties in life. He knew something. He knew how to abound. And he knew also how to be in need. He's one of the writers of some 13 books of the New Testament. herein. Not that I am speaking of being in need, for I have learned in whatever situation I am to be content. I know how to be brought low, and I know how to abound in any and every circumstance. I have learned the secret of facing plenty and hunger, abundance and need. I can do all things through Christ who strengtheneth me. Let the church, let the people of God ring out to the world the joy that comes by knowing Jesus Christ and serving Him. If you're in this assembly this morning, you're not a Christian. Come now, believe in your heart that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Repent. Ask God to help you. Yes, believe. After you've heard His Word, repent. Confess then the sweetest name on mortal tongues. Say, I believe with all my heart. With what? With all my heart. What do you believe? That Jesus is the Messiah. Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. And then be baptized. Ah, yes, like Saul was told, why tarest thou? Arise and be baptized and wash away your sins, calling on the name of the Lord. There was a day when the shepherds heard the mighty angels of God when they said, this day one has been born. After the praises to God by the angels, then notice what the Bible tells us. Yes, they go to see. And when they see the baby, they go back and they tell. And let me tell you what, friend, every one of us who are striving to live for God, when we know the joy that we experience, we want everybody else to share in that joy and tell them, Jesus said, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned. Mark 16:15-16. And if you're in this assembly this morning and you're a Christian, you haven't lived faithfully in this, ask God to forgive you. Let us pray with you and for you. Heaven is waiting. And what a joy it's going to be once we get there. Are you ready? If you're not, prepare now. Obey Him, won't you? While together we stand and while we